4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Innocence died with the first shovel of dirt. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
I think what we're seeing a lot here is a culture within the law enforcement community and anybody involved in that community of me. I'm going to do whatever I can to benefit myself in whatever situation I'm in. If I screwed something up, well, I'm going to cover that up. If I did this or that, I'm going to cover that up. Let's keep covering this up. Let's keep acting inappropriately. And somebody will cover for all of our bad acts. That seems to be what we have going on here, all the way down to the psychologists who are like, maybe this person can provide some credible information, but even they are corrupt and twisted. In this whole thing, it just seems to be a very bizarre culture of we are going to force the narrative of what we think is right down everybody's throats. And for the most part, I'm guessing it's worked. Otherwise, they wouldn't continue to do it. But they got a lot of backlash on this one. And some people dragging their feet going, yeah, I don't think so. And I don't think they're accustomed to that there in Delphi, this amount of not smooth sailing when they think they know what is right and want to punish those that they deem to be wrong and evildoers without a fair trial.
Well, I want to say, first of all, again, I'm a blue blood. I'm blue to the core, you know, 28 years in law enforcement. And I can tell you that most law enforcement officers, a huge amount, 90%, mm-hmm. are amazing. They're, sure. What they, you know, their decisions, everything they're doing, they are driven by good mm-hmm. and trying to do the right thing. I think in this case, there was just so much incompetence. First of all, the bodies, as you know, were not found by law enforcement. They were found by searchers that were helping to look. And then a law enforcement, you know, happened upon the scene. This is something, Delphi is so small. They're you know, law enforcement presence is so small. They had never had anything like this. It wasn't properly secured, that scene. Evidence wasn't properly collected. The state police get involved. A month later, the Bureau gets involved. Then they're basically removed, you know, within a couple of years. It's just so poorly handled. Like any case, the most important time is the initial finding of those bodies and securing it, keeping everyone out. I mean, we should have had footprint impressions of the killer. You know, we didn't have any of that. Why? The whole crime scene was trampled. You know, there's pieces of evidence that were found, a belt that was found, a green sash that was found that was supposedly not processed, the quote unquote rune or the hand mark we think now, right, of Libby on the tree. It took forever to process that. The branches that were laid over top of them weren't taken into evidence right at that moment. Mm-hmm. Photographs weren't taken of that bullet. Where was that bullet really found? There's just so much that was done wrong in that crime scene evaluation early on that I think that's why we're in a mess we are right now, at least for somebody like me looking at it hard. If they're feeding that jury, I don't know.
I don't know why I'm shocked, but I am a bit shocked. I was thinking maybe once this thing starts, there's going to be a bit more competency going on here in terms of law enforcement and the investigation. There's just facts we didn't know about, is what I was thinking. More things will come out in court, and it'll make a lot more sense. There's just things that they can't reveal right now. That doesn't appear to be the case. It actually appears to be more incompetency than we actually ever expected. Let's talk about the FBI, who did step in. They wanted to help. They offered their services. And Delphi said, nah, we're good. I mean, it almost reminds me of, like, kids and, like, parent knocks on the door. Hey, we want to check out what's going on in there. Everything's fine, Mom. It's good. Go away. Go away. And then eventually Mom goes away. And then, you know, somebody tries to cover up whatever they did. Mom eventually figures it out, or Mom's just never allowed back in the room. That's what it feels like with this whole FBI thing. Like, why would you turn down the resources of the FBI if your goal is to figure out what happened here and get justice for these kids? Resources that you don't have in Delphi, but resources that could potentially take a look at your investigation and go, why did you or did you not do these things? This is like just investigation 101. What's your thoughts?
Well, when you look at the FBI, right, they came in March, so about a month later. And the problem was, if you will, for Delphi, is the FBI put together a probable cause affidavit, and they very much believe Ron Logan, who was the owner of that property where they were murdered, that he very much was responsible for this. And, you know, the affidavit is pretty compelling, but it was so late into the game when they searched his residence, there wasn't much there to find, as you can imagine, a month later. So it's very interesting that I think ideologically between the Bureau and the locals, they did not have the same belief in terms of investigative, where the investigation should go. And at the end of the day, the Bureau, the FBI, has absolutely no venue in this case, unless there was public corruption. And again, public corruption mimics incompetence. Yeah. And I really think this was incompetence that turned to embarrassment. And so,
it kind of leads to my next question about Ron Logan. I mean, I'm just asking you to speculate here. Is there any connection with Ron Logan to law enforcement, or any reason why anyone would want to protect Ron Logan from exposure to this crime, if in fact, if he was responsible for it in some way, shape, or form? We know he's dead now, obviously, but was there any reason to not go into looking at Ron further from the local Delphi official standpoint?
I mean, you ask a great question. I have never seen any link between Ron Logan and law enforcement or anybody as to why they wouldn't want to move forward against him. But, you know, it really does beg that question. What local law enforcement said at the time was, well, he was just too old to commit this crime. But Tony, older gentlemen have a lot of, or can have a lot of the same sexual drive. And remember, this really isn't about sex. This is about power. This is about control. This is about a deviant behavior toward children. That's what really this is all about. And my big question is, if Richard Allen were this huge deviant, such a deviant that he could do the acts that we now know about, where is all the pornographic evidence and the sadistic evidence on his 20-plus phones that were seized? I understand that the one apparently from 2017 is purportedly missing. A phone isn't missing. Where was the evidence from the carrier? Why didn't they put them on the stand and say, listen, he turned the phone in, this is what happened? Where is all of that?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I either missed it or it didn't happen. I have to say, this has been the most frustrating situation because the reporting, there's so many there, so many on social media reporting, so much hodgepodge, I call it. Like 1 minute I look and this person's saying this, and this person's this, and this person's this, and then everybody has their own agenda.
Yeah.
So I feel like some of the local reporters, I think, are doing a really good job just being more fact-based, but it's hours and hours and hours of testimony. So for us out here in the public, it's just so hard to decipher truth, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing it through everybody's prism and perspective of that case. This is all you get when you don't have cameras or audio or anything in the courtroom.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.